Easy FM.
Dunhuang. Situated along the ancient Silk Road, where fine arts and divine beliefs merged with the natural world. It's where the East and West interacted, and where the world's largest Buddhist art gallery still fascinates and amazes people today. A place where stories of life and death, love and hatred, passion and desire, faith and sacrifice have been generated and told for 2,000 years. Buckle up for our new podcast, Why We Love Dunhuang, the one and only podcast that can take you to the fantasy world of Dunhuang and beyond through our audio tour. Listen and subscribe for free on major podcast platforms. Why We Love Dunhuang? You will have your answers.
听鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。
There is in every living creature.
听爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read.
欢迎收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。今天我们将会听到著名的物理学家爱因斯坦的一句话，中国唐代文人柳宗元的一首诗歌《渔翁》，以及英国作家切斯特菲尔德伯爵写给他儿子的一封书信。
More to Read，
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily Quote。
Anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. Albert Einstein。
从来没有犯过错误的人也就从来没有尝试过新的东西。阿尔伯特·爱因斯坦。阿尔伯特·爱因斯坦1879年出生于德国，是美国和瑞士双国籍的犹太裔物理学家。他提出了光子假说，并成功解释了光电效应，也因此获得了1921年的诺贝尔物理学奖。爱因斯坦还创立了狭义相对论，之后又创立广义相对论。他的理论为核能的开发奠定了理论基础，而二战后他又积极地倡导和平，反对使用核武器，并签署了罗素爱因斯坦宣言。该宣言对核武器带来的危险深表忧虑，并呼吁世界各国领导人通过和平方式解决国际冲突。爱因斯坦开创了现代科学技术的新纪元，被公认为是继伽利略、牛顿之后最伟大的物理学家，也是批判学派科学哲学思想之集大成者和发扬光大者。
Anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. Albert Einstein.
从来没有犯过错误的人，也就从来没有尝试过新的东西。阿尔伯特·爱因斯坦。您正在收听的是轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 下面让我们一起走进诗歌的世界。
More to Read，
闭上双眼，静静聆听，敞开心扉，慢慢品味
Poem of the Day。
翁，柳宗元。渔翁夜傍西岩宿，小鸡清香燃楚厨。烟消日出不见人， 矮乃一声山水绿。回看天际下中流，岩上无心云相逐。
An old fisherman, Liu Zongyuan. An old fisherman spent the night here, under the western cliff. He dipped up water from the pure Xiang and made a bamboo fire. And then, at sunrise, he went his way through the cloven mist, with only the creak of his paddle left in the greenness of mountain and river. I turn and see the waves moving as from heaven, and clouds above the cliffs coming idly one by one.
We 刚才听到的这首古诗《渔翁》，出自中国唐代文人柳宗元，中文版本由轻松调频的主持人小斐为您朗诵，英文版本由 Mark Griffiths 为您朗读。柳宗元出生于公元773年，公元819年去世，字子厚，祖籍河东郡，也就是今天的山西省运城人，世称柳河东、河东先生，因关中柳州刺史，又称柳柳州。他是唐代著名的文学家、哲学家、散文家和思想家。柳宗元与韩愈共同倡导了唐代古文运动，并称为韩柳，与刘禹锡并称柳柳，又与王维、孟浩然、韦应物并称王孟韦柳。柳宗元一生留诗文作品达600余篇，其文的成就大于诗，骈文有近百篇，其散文论说性强，笔锋犀利，讽刺辛辣，游记写景状物多所寄托，被推为游记之祖。我们今天读到的柳宗元的这首山水小诗，是诗人在永州，也就是湖南零陵时所作。公元806年，即唐宪宗元和元年，柳宗元因参与永贞革新而被贬永州，一腔抱负化为烟云。他寄情于异乡山水，做了著名的《永州八记》，并写下了许多吟咏永州地区湖光山色的诗篇，而我们今天读到的《渔翁》就是其中的一首代表作。
渔翁，柳宗元。渔翁夜傍西岩宿，小鸡清香燃楚竹。烟消日出不见人，矮乃一声山水绿。回看天际下中流，岩上无心云相逐。
An old fisherman, Liu Zongyuan. An old fisherman spent the night here.Under the western cliff, he dipped up water from the pure Xiang and made a bamboo fire. And then, at sunrise, he went his way through the cloven mist, with only the creak of his paddle left in the greenness of mountain and river. I turn and see the waves moving.As from heaven, and clouds above the cliffs coming idly one by one.
聆听鼓舞人心的演说。
I have a dream.
聆听抚慰伤痕的暖文，
您眼里现在萌动着生命，
聆听延长纸短的家书。
You ask me in brief what satisfaction I get out of life.
聆听世界上最美的文字，就在轻松调频 EZFM， 每个充满阳光的清晨。
欢迎大家每天早晨6:30收听美文阅读，我是主持人沈听。
More to read, it's a great way to make your day.More to read.
文字的世界，用心用心聆听。
Beauty of words.
欢迎您继续收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to read. 我是沈听。下面让我们一起来感受 Beauty of words. 切斯特菲尔德伯爵原名菲利普多莫斯坦赫普，英国著名的政治家、外交家和作家。他出生于伦敦，就读于剑桥大学的三一学院，1728年进入枢密院，先后担任英国驻荷兰大使、爱尔兰总督和英国国务大臣。其最著名的文学作品为《致儿子书信集》和《致教子书信集》。切斯特菲尔德伯爵堪称18世纪英国绅士的典范，他温文尔雅的风度和机智敏捷的谈吐受到同时代人的赞赏。在写给他儿子菲利普·斯坦赫普的众多书信中，他根据自己多年的经验，向菲利普传授做人的基本准则、进入上流社会的礼仪风范和成就事业的基本技巧，以便帮助爱子在上流社会中出人头地。那么这些书信结集出版以后，成为英国文学史上最为推崇的家书之一，被誉为一部培养绅士的教科书。而我们接下来要读到的这封信呢，就是《致儿子书信集》当中的一封家书。好，下面呢，就让我们一起来读一下这封书信的中英文版本。中文版本由刘一南翻译。
To Philip Stanhope, London.The 9th of October, OS 1747.
致菲利普·斯坦赫普，1747年旧历10月9日，于伦敦。
Dear boy, people of your age have commonly an unguarded frankness about them, which makes them the easy prey and bubbles of the artful and the experienced. They look upon every knave or fool who tells them that he is their friend,to be really so, and pay that profession of simulated friendship with an indiscreet and unbounded confidence, always to their loss, often to their ruin.
亲爱的孩子，你这个年龄的人们往往对别人坦诚相待，毫无防范之心，这使他们很容易成为那些老奸巨猾的人手中的牺牲品。不管是哪个无赖或傻瓜，只要自称为他们的朋友，他们便信以为真，而且对这种所谓的友谊抱以轻率的、毫无保留的信任，这常常使他们蒙受损失，甚至导致他们的毁灭。
Beware, therefore, now that you are coming into the world of these preferred friendships. Receive them with great civility, but with great incredulity too.And pay them with compliment, but not with confidence. Do not let your vanity and self-love make you suppose that people become your friends at first sight, or even upon a short acquaintance. Real friendship is a slow grower and never thrives unless engrafted upon a stock of known and reciprocal merit.
因此，在你刚刚进入社会的时候，一定要着意提防这种容易受人青睐的友谊。对这样的人要彬彬有礼，但要以怀疑的态度看待他们，要对他们表示赞美，但切勿轻信他们。不要被你的虚荣心和自恋心理所蒙蔽，以为别人初次和你见面，或是仅仅和你交往了很短的一段时间，就能成为你的朋友。真正的友谊是需要长期培养的，只有在互惠之德的基础上，友谊之花才能绽放。
There is another kind of nominal friendship among young people, which is warm for the time, but by good luck, of short duration. This friendship is hastily produced by their being accidentally thrown together, and pursuing the cause of riot and debauchery. A fine friendship, truly, and well cemented by drunkenness and lewdness. It should rather be called a conspiracy against morals and good manners, and be punished as such by the civil magistrate.
在年轻人当中还有另一种所谓的友谊，刚开始时十分热烈，但这只是由于时机凑巧而已，不久就冷却下来了。这种友谊是偶然相遇的两个人在纵情玩乐的过程中草率地建立起来的，又在饮酒作乐、声色犬马的生活中得以巩固。这样的友谊不如称之为共同违反道德和良好品行的一种恶行，应当受到官长的制裁。
However, they have the impudence and folly to call this confederacy a friendship. They lend one another money for bad purposes. They engage in quarrels, offensive and defensive for their accomplices. They tell one another all they know, and often more too when, of a sudden, some accident disperses them, and they think no more of each other unless it be to betray and laugh at their imprudent confidence.
可是这些人居然还厚颜无耻地将这种酒肉同盟称为友谊，真是荒唐透顶。他们借钱给对方，供其用于不正当的目的。他们一起和别人大肆争吵，为自己的同伴两肋插刀。他们把自己知道的事情全都告诉对方。但是一旦某件事情使两人决裂，他们就绝不会再记挂对方。除非是在别人面前对昔日的朋友大加嘲讽，背叛两人当初轻率地建立起来的信任关系。
Remember to make a great difference between companions and friends. For a very complacent and agreeable companion may, and often does, prove a very improper and a very dangerous friend. People will, in a great degree,and not without reason, form their opinion of you upon that which they have of your friends. And there is a Spanish proverb which says very justly, Tell me who you live with, and I will tell you who you are.
记住，一定要把伙伴和朋友这两者严格地区分开来。因为一个殷勤顺服、讨人喜欢的伙伴做朋友，可能是非常不适合的，甚至是非常危险的。事情往往就是如此，在很大程度上，人们对你的看法是建立在对你的朋友们的看法之上的，这并非毫无理由。正如一句西班牙谚语所言，告诉我你与谁共处，我就能说出你是一个什么样的人。
One may fairly suppose that the man who makes a knave or a fool his friend has something very bad to do or to conceal. ButAt the same time, that you carefully decline the friendship of knaves and fools, if it can be called friendship, there is no occasion to make either of them your enemies, wantonly and unprovoked. For they are numerous bodies, and I would rather choose a secure neutrality than alliance or war with either of them.
人们往往认为一个与无赖或傻瓜结为朋友的人会做坏事，或是心中隐藏着坏念头。他们这样想是有道理的，但是在你谨慎地谢绝无赖和傻瓜们的友谊，如果这也能称之为友谊的话的同时，要注意千万不要无缘无故地得罪他们当中的任何人，这样的人为数众多，所以我宁愿选择一种较为安全的中立态度，既不与其同流合污，又不与其反目成仇。
You may be a declared enemy to their vices and follies, without being marked out by them as a personal one. Their remedy is the next dangerous thing to their friendship. Have a real reserve with almost everybody, and have a seeming reserve with almost nobody. For it is very disagreeable to seem reserved, and very dangerous not to be so. Few people find the true medium.Many are ridiculously mysterious and reserved upon trifles, and many imprudently communicative of all they know.
你可以公然对他们的恶行和愚行表示反感，但不要使自己成为他们眼中的私敌。他们的敌意是很可怕的，其危险程度仅次于他们的友谊。
对每个人都要以谨慎的态度相待，但不要让任何人看出你的防范之心，因为明显的矜持态度会令人非常不快，而如果毫无防范的话，又是非常危险的。很少有人能真正掌握其中的分寸，很多人在鸡毛蒜皮的小事上也谨小慎微，显得神秘兮兮，还有很多人则在谈话中口无遮拦，显得过于轻率。The next thing to the choice of your friends is the choice of your company. Endeavor as much as you can to keep company with people above you. There you rise as much as you sink with people below you. For, as I have mentioned before, you are whatever the company you keep is. 仅次于选择朋友的另一个问题，就是选择社交群体。一定要尽力和那些比你更加卓越的人相处。这样你才能有所进步，正如和那些不如你的人相处会使你退步一样。这是因为，正如我前面所提到的，和什么样的人相处，你就会成为什么样的人。Do not mistake when I say company above you, and think that I mean with regard to their birth. That is the least consideration. But I mean with regard to their merit.And the light in which the world considers them. 请你不要误解，我所说的比你更加卓越的人，并不是说他们的出身要比你更加高贵。出身是无需多加考虑的。我指的是他们的人品卓越，为世人所称赏。There are two sorts of good company. One, which is called the beau monde, and consists of the people who have the lead in courts and in the gay parts of life. The other consists of those who are distinguished by some peculiar merit, or who excel in some particular and valuable art or science. For my own part, I used to think myself in company as much above me when I was with Mr. Addison and Mr. Pope, as if I had been with all the princes in Europe.
好的社交群体可以分为两类，一类是构成所谓时髦社会的那些人，他们在宫廷身居高位，生活奢侈；另一类是由于具备特殊的优点而高人一筹的人，或是在艺术或科学领域有杰出成就的人。就我自己而言，过去当我与远比我更为卓越的爱迪生先生和蒲伯先生等人相处的时候，我觉得这样的同伴堪与欧洲所有的王公贵族相比。
What I mean by low company, which should by all means be avoided, is the company of those who, absolutely insignificant and contemptible in themselves, think they are honored by being in your company, and who flatter every vice and every folly you have in order to engage you to converse with them. The pride of being the first of the company is but too common.But it is very silly and very prejudicial. Nothing in the world lets down a character quicker than that wrong turn.
我所说的不如你的人，则是指那些自身品格低劣的、无足轻重的人。他们因能与你相处而颇感荣幸，并且对你的任何缺点或愚行都溜须拍马，好让你跟他们交往。这样的人，你是应该竭力避免与之交往的。因为能在自己的群体中独领风骚而感到骄傲，这是一种极其普遍的心理，但这种心理其实非常愚蠢，也非常有害。这种错误的癖好会比其他任何东西都更加迅速地导致一个人的堕落。
You may possibly ask me,whether a man has it always in his power to get the best company, and how. I say, yes, he has, by deserving it. Providing he is but in circumstances which enable him to appear upon the footing of a gentleman, merit and good breeding will make their way everywhere.
你也许会问我，
一个人总是能够随心所欲地和最优秀的人士交往吗？他怎样才能做到这一点呢？我的回答是，是的，他能够做到这一点。只要他在社交活动当中能够使别人看出他是一个有身份的人。优秀的品质和良好的教养可以使他无往而不利。 Knowledge will introduce him, and good breeding will endear him to the best companies. For, as I have often told you, politeness and good breeding are absolutely necessary to adorn any or all other good qualities or talents. Without them, no knowledge, no perfection, whatever, is seen in its best light.The scholar, without good breeding, is a pedant. The philosopher, a cynic. The soldier, a brute. And every man disagreeable. 学识可以使他跻身于优秀的社交群体之中，而良好的教养则可以使他深受别人的爱戴。正如我常常告诫你的那样，优雅的举止和良好的教养能给一个人所有的优秀品质或杰出才能增光添彩。没有这样的举止和教养，任何学识或才艺都无法得到最佳的体现。一位学者倘若没有良好的教养，就只是一个书呆子。一位哲学家倘若没有良好的教养，就只是一个玩世不恭的人。一位士兵倘若没有良好的教养，就只是一介莽夫。总之，没有良好的教养，就不会受人欢迎。
I long to hear from my several correspondents at Leipzig of your arrival there and what impression you make on them at first. For I have Augustus with 100 eyes each who will watch you narrowly and relay to me faithfully. My accounts will certainly be true. It depends upon you entirely of what kind they shall be. Adieu.
我期待着从莱比锡几位朋友的来信中得到你抵达那里的消息。以及他们对你的第一印象。我的这些朋友个个都像阿尔戈斯一样，将用100只眼睛仔仔细细地观察你，并且将其观察所得如实地告诉我。我得到的报告一定是真实无误的，他们的内容将完全取决于你的表现。再会。
感谢您收听今天的美文阅读节目，您还可以通过云听和 CGTN 官方 APP 在线实时收听美文阅读以及轻松调频的其他节目。想要查看美文阅读节目文稿，欢迎您访问网站 radio.cgtn.com。 今天的节目就到这儿，我是沈听，我们明天见。